magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Combines the 80s. enjoy a process of microbores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors. To pass away, but life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me the sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away
like,
my liberty.
Like a shooting star in Florida. He went up real high, was dominating. Now he's coming down just as fast. And I think that's another opening for Ron Paul. But again, you know, it's great to talk about, but you got to get the people out there. I'm a little bit disappointed. Like I said, we've been kind of saying this over and over tonight. A little bit disappointed because I thought you would have more of a knockout punch coming out of the first caucus. Everybody was kind of geared up to see exactly what was going to happen with Ron Paul, just like when we were kids and we built soapbox racers, you know? We're building right. it up from scratch while everybody else is spending hundreds of dollars on theirs because they're, you know, their dad's a lawyer or whatever. You know, it's basically us neighborhood kids just building up this box car and seeing if it could race with these other cars. Well, we were in the race. We didn't win it. We were a little bit farther back from the lead pack. But, yes, we can compete. That's the end result tonight. Ron Paul's yeah. probably going to finish with just short of 12,000 votes, which I think is very key. That's very important. You take that in New Hampshire, and I think that's a huge thing. Would it have been nice if Ron Paul finished with, 18,000 and came in a solid third place? Absolutely. That would have been huge, and the mainstream media would have had to have covered that, honestly. But at the same time, I consider tonight a victory. You have to. But again, it builds to something else, and it buys us time, and it means we're going to fight another day. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, indeed it is. Sean in Massachusetts, thank you for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Ron. Rob, I disagree with you. I think Ron Paul, there's a lot of things that can happen in New Hampshire.
Are you there?
Hello?
A lot of things that can happen in New Hampshire, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What kind of phone are you on?
How about that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, I was just going to say there's a lot more things that can happen in New Hampshire, okay, than Iowa. Okay, the first caucus always happened in New Hampshire, correct?
No, obviously not.
Well, the first caucus is in Iowa. The first primary.
I mean, the primary
has been in New Hampshire. Yeah, that's
Hampshire.
Traditionally been the way it works.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I listen to people in this country, and Rob, you probably will back me up on this. And they were listening to or trying to decide a candidate last minute. How many times do you think this has ever happened? That they were going to go either Republican or Democrat, or they were going to try to determine who they were going to vote for Republican or Democrat. It's probably.
Last time I could think of would probably Reagan in 80. You know, the Blue Dog Democrats would be the last realistic thing that I can think of for the last 20-plus years. It's been strictly divided along left and right lines.
Yeah. Well, when you think about what Ron Paul has had with the debates, and I'd love you to debate this. I'd love you to know what has happened with Ron Paul in the New Hampshire, North Carolina debate, the New Hampshire debate, what CNN, ABC, NBC has said about who won the debates that period of time. And what kills me is that, first of all, people in this country don't even know who they're going to vote for. And when those debates were concluded, CNN, ABC, NBC had said that Ron Paul had won the debates, but yet they had excluded him from being a, not a front runner, but being a person that was a contender. It was killing me, because I'm out there in the polls for him. And it kills me to think that I have spent so much of my time for him to say that he has won those debates point blank, and then they don't even include him as a person of a contender. What do you have to say about that?
But here's the thing, though. Like I said before, it's actually doing him more good to be excluded from these debates, or this debate, this forum, whatever Fox wants to call it on Sunday, than it probably would have done for him to go in there and have maybe 4 or 5 minutes of airtime for them to basically set him up to make him look like an old fool, like they always do. It's getting more people behind him because it's showing that the mainstream media is trying to keep this guy muzzled. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe New Hampshire is a same-day registration state. So you could show up literally the same day, register as a Republican if you were an independent or Democrat that day, and vote for Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right that you're going to have a lot of people who are undecided get turned on to Ron Paul. I am very closely connected with the meetup groups in New Hampshire. In fact, I was invited to go up there and speak, which I wasn't able to because I couldn't find a dog sitter. That's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. In my estimation, the New Hampshire groups and so on, the whole syndicate up there, so to speak, is excellent, the way they do things, very well organized. I'm very, very hopeful for New Hampshire. Like I said, I think Ron Paul's going to, and I'm saying this seriously, I think Ron Paul's going to win New Hampshire hands down if people get out there and vote. That's the problem with a lot of these out-of-nowhere candidates, whether it be, like I said, Pat Buchanan, whether it be Howard Dean, someone that just springs up and kind of upsets the apple cart. A lot of times when push comes to shove, people don't show up to vote. That's the only thing I'm worried about with New Hampshire. You know, especially being a liberal state, a lot of times they won't show up to vote. They're great to protest, but when push comes to shove, they ain't there, you know. Having said that, I'm still extremely hopeful, Sean. I really think that he's going to win New Hampshire. If he doesn't, we're probably in trouble. There's no two ways about that. You know, then you start looking at, okay, what kind of effect can we have? Are we just at a point where we're just trying to build a resistance here to the elites? You know, and then you start looking at the broader picture. But that's way down the line, and I'm just looking at, what is it, June 8th, or January 8th. That's all I'm looking at right now. And I'm excited for it. I can't wait. I was excited today, and I'm proud tonight what we did, you know? The work we do on the radio, the work that you guys are doing up there.
You know, I mean, 10% is huge.
Absolutely. 10,000, well, where are we sitting at now? With 96%, and again, this is on Politico. I don't know if this is outdated or not, but... Ron Paul's at 9.99% with 11,598 people that showed up in the freezing cold to vote for him. That says a lot. I mean, it really does, especially...
You know how many colleges we have in Massachusetts? My nephew, My nephew was in September was the youngest selectman...
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Dream like mine. votes start to count. And there you have it. I think that Super Tuesday is going to be interesting because you're going to have a whole bunch of states that are, you know, from all over the country with a lot of different political viewpoints and so on that are going to weigh in and pick who they want to represent their party in the national campaign. I think it's going to be interesting. I think Ron Paul, because of all these money bombs and so on, he's going to be in it to the end. And this is something that I think – I don't know who Ryan Paul was on with. It might have been Alex Jones, but I agree with Alex here that I think Ron Paul owes it to his country to run as a third party if he doesn't get the Republican nomination. I really sincerely believe in my heart, Mike, and in my head, you know, being somewhat of a political historian on an amateur scale at least, that Ron Paul can kind of replicate what Ross Perot did in 92 times 10. And, you know, let's assume that Hillary is still going to be the Democrat nominee, which I do believe she is, and let's assume that McCain is going to be the Republican nominee, which I believe he is. Now you're talking about two pro-war, open-border, globalist candidates that are both nasty people. You can just see it. Hillary is a shrill. John McCain is an angry old man. You put them up against Ron Paul, and they would have to, if Ron Paul's polling 12 or 15% nationally in their polls, and he's still outraising at least McCain. I mean, it's going to be tough to outraise the Clinton Crime Network, but which, by the way, was around before the Bush Crime Network. I don't see how they can't, without raising a public outcry, deny Ron Paul a spot in those debates like we saw in 92. I remember being a little kid and watching that and loving Ross Perot, even though, you know, we later found out he was basically a show for the oil companies. That, I think, is the most realistic, and I hate to say it because it's kind of a fantasy, you know, movie scenario, but that to me is the most realistic shot we have at the White House. I don't see – I mean, Ron Paul can, you know, run the gauntlet here and pick up every state, and I still think the Republican hierarchy would not get him the nomination, or if they did, they would probably split the party like they did against Taft. Right. And I don't know. I mean, that to me still seems like the logical choice. Now, Ron Paul, from what I have been told privately, the 88 campaign, he was, what, 53 years old at the time, relatively young man in terms of politics, really took its toll on him mentally. And he's definitely afraid of going through that again at his age. And his wife, Carol, has a little bit of a weak heart. You know, she's up there in age too, obviously. He's a little bit wary of doing that. If he doesn't think he can win, obviously running as a libertarian in 1988, he had no chance of winning. I think he ended up with like 400,000 votes nationally.
Right.
It's a whole different ball game this time around. It's a whole different country. And, you know, you don't have a guy running with the Reagan legacy behind him. Yeah. Literally one establishment candidate when the country hates the establishment candidate, and the other one is a pro-war candidate when the country hates the war. You have a chance here. And I'm not sure if Dr. Paul is listening to this. I'm going to assume that he's not because he's an early-to-bed type of guy. But maybe his son or maybe Jesse Benton or maybe somebody from the campaign is. And I'm on my knees praying to you, run as a third party if you can't get the Republican nod. Ride this horse till it dies and go third party. We can win this.
All right, let's grab a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Catherine in Montana and Will in Missouri. More around the corner, half hour to go on the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Pretty little hairdo. All right, final half hour here on the Midnight Rider. We get calls lining up here, so we're going to have to scoot here. But real quickly, I wanted to mention one of RBN's sponsors, Carnivite. You probably have heard their commercials running. Folks, this product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, worn down, then you need Carnivite. Carnivite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit them today at www.heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. Got five calls on deck here. See if we can squeeze them in about 20 minutes here. Catherine in Montana, welcome to the program. You're on.
Hi, Mike. Hi. I'll make it fast here. I've been talking to a lot of people here in Missoula, and they cannot believe that people are not supporting Paul. They truly think even the hardcore Democrats, not just the so-called conservative Republicans, the old-fashioned ones, not the neocons, they just can't believe that what the polls are saying. They think this, the whole Washington, D.C. is totally nuts. And I'm beginning to think there's something in the water down there, which I said years ago around the Beltway. But anyway, it makes me sick about Huckster. It all makes me sick. I do feel that Ron, Dr. Paul, should be running for a third party if he does not get the nomination. But the news is not telling the truth, of course, as usual, that they will not let people into the caucuses. They are being appointed.
Right.
And if they know that you are for Ron Paul, you will not get in. That is the gospel truth in Western Montana and in many other states. They will them in, Mike.
Yeah, that's been the case with it in a number of states with delegates for the delegate selection process. That basically, what everybody was doing if they were a Ron Paul supporter were going in and acting like a rabid Romney supporter. to get it in.
And
but yeah,
people shouldn't
definitely
have to lie. I came out and said I can't lie. Everybody knows I'm for Paul. I said I was for him in 1988. How can I be writing all over the internet here, there, and calling all over the place and talking to people and then turn around and act like I'm whatever? I'm not going to play the pretend game or the mind game.
Right.
And Deaky asked you something on your Republic Broadcasting Network chat room board here about a book or something or other. I can't read it right now because I'm not looking at it. But I wanted to tell you one other thing. And I can't read all of the letters now, but none of the people, Tester, Rayburg, Baucus, none of them are saying how they are going to vote on that hate crime bill. And I just got a letter today, and what is so ironic, some of the letters that I've been getting, as I told you previously, the one I got from Tester, they turned around and voted for that gun deal. And the letter was dated, and he said, well, I'm going to have to check into it, that it was dated, but then here come to find out they had already voted on it. Do you see what I'm getting at? I got a letter today in the mail dated December 14th, and Senator Baucus has basically said that he didn't say he's going to vote yes, no, whatever. Just, you know, dear Catherine, thank you for contacting me about the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Act of 2007. As you know, the fight against terrorism demands constant vigilance, both at home and abroad. I appreciate hearing from you on this important issue. The failed terrorist attacks in England earlier this year have demonstrated the dangers of homegrown terrorism. Radicalization poses a real threat to our national security and our democratic institutions. In Congress, I will work diligently to prevent the violent red blah, 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 et cetera, or ideological groups here at home. I'm not going to read this whole long thing, but
we're out of time, Catherine, I'll guarantee you what's going to come up when they go to the vote, these next pieces of legislation in, is it'll be done by voice vote. That way, that's why they're not telling you what they're going to do, is because it's already planned. It'll be voice vote, and that way there's no record of what these folks are going to do. And, Catherine, I appreciate the call.
Just how they did the other one.
Yep.
Okay, God bless you. Go, Ron Paul.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Actually, Charity jumped off.
Okay,
Catherine, if you hear this on the stream, I want you to do me a favor, all right?
Yeah.
I want you to email me at robbishop@truthnetradio.com, all right? And, I'm going to try to get this guy on, or if not him, one of his press secretaries or somebody else from John Tester's office. If memory serves, John Tester is a first-term senator, just got elected last year. Big doofus-looking guy, right? Bald head.
Yeah, I've been in contact with him, yes.
Okay,
yeah, I know the guy. I don't know the guy, but I know who he is. And I want to get him on the show, and we'll grill him live. Just, I want you to promise me you're going to get a lot of people up in Montana that are going to be sitting around and listening, ready to call in and roast the guy. Because that's what we got to do, is bring these people,
trust
and this
me,
is what I try to do.
I've called them on the table, and I've saved almost every letter. But the thing is, they haven't bothered to answer till way down the road, and then you get a letter, and the letter is turned around and dated after they turned around and voted for the son of a gun.
Exactly.
Well, it's because they have no respect for us.
There's so much of this, and I keep saying it, and people think I'm nuts when I'm saying it. I said, look at the frickin' date on the letter. And then this thing dated December 14th, for crying out loud. I'm sorry about my voice tonight. And I get it today in the mail?
Exactly. But the thing is, and Catherine, I appreciate the call, until we start sending their candy butts home, nothing's going to change. All right, the question from Deke66. In the chat room, Ron Paul wrote a book with co-wrote a book with a guy named Lewis Lehrman, who, according to Deke, is a Zionist, also a member of the Council for National Policy. Your comments, I mean, to me, you know,
which book? That was what, the 1982 book?
I think it was written like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know. I've actually read a few of them. That you can even go up to just Wikipedia, search for Ron Paul's name and his profile. If you go down to, I think it's books authored, they have his books there in PDF. Now, whether this guy's a Zionist or whatever, I don't know, or Council on National, whatever. Does the information hold up? Yes. That's all that matters to me. I don't know about this guy. I'll have to look into it. I've actually heard this before, but I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried, you know, about who Ron Paul had breakfast with 25 years ago. All I'm worried about is his record, what he's standing for, and what he's doing. And you know, make up your own choice. If you don't, you know, if you're that paranoid and you don't trust Ron Paul because of a guy he wrote a book with 25 years ago, you know what? Maybe it's time for you just to grab a gun, grab some food, and to wait in your shack for the feds to come and get you. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you here.
Yeah, you
know,
there you go.
You make up your own mind.
Yeah, let's go to Will in Missouri. Will, thanks for holding. We're moving quick here. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike and Rob, I just want to say that the NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, was a blessing in disguise, because for us in the political activation business, basically, finally, out in the hinterlands, the ranchers and the family farmers' ox was gored, all right? And so now they're getting involved to stop the NAIS. And I think that for the meetup organizers, the Iowa caucus here is going to be the goring of the meetup ox. Now we need to start to get our brains wrapped around the idea that this is more than just sign-waving rallies, that this is more than just putting stickers everywhere, but this is an actual political process. And now as we shift into gears going towards Super Tuesday, we need to focus on the things that are political, that are detestable perhaps to most, but these are the things that we need to basically work on, and that is to get out the vote, number one. You guys have talked about it, getting the door hangers out. Every time I hang a door hanger on somebody's doorknob, I just say 60 cents, because it would have cost me that much to mail it. I don't have the money, but I can go there, put them up. And getting on the telephone and going through the telephone book, every one of the calls in your own local precincts, folks, is a free call. You can just sit down and call and call and call until you've called every name in the prefix that you're in. And then the other thing is to understand that these money bombs and the blimps and things like that, they've put up kind of a false promise or a false hope, and stick with me on this, in that it gives us the idea that we're winning. Hey, we're not winning. We're up against, you know, Bloomberg or whatever the guy's name is. He can roll out billions. We've got big competition and big guns, and so let's use this Iowa, and from the meetup standpoint, to motivate our troops and let them know that this is real, this is for sure. We're still in this thing going, but we've got to redouble our efforts. We only have 30 days until Super Tuesday, and we've really got to get on the ground.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Good comments. Thanks for the call. Yeah,
exactly.
Judith in Missouri.
Thank you
for holding. Welcome to the program.
Is this me?
It's you.
Oh, good. Well, 10% is better than less. And
well,
I would like
Rudy
to know...
Rudy Giuliani would think so, that's for sure.
Right. I would like to know how those votes are counted. And before you answer, I would like to urge the listeners to consult blackboxvoting.com. Blackboxvoting.com. See how these elections are usually run now on these machines. Now,
Right. Can
you tell me how these votes are counted in Iowa?
Well,
right,
not
yeah.
being there, can you, Rob, because I had heard some hand counting, and I had heard machine, too. So
yeah, as far as I know in Iowa with the Republicans, what you do, like I talked about before, you go in, you could actually, I saw it on C-SPAN, you go in, you give your name and your address and your Social Security number, then they find it on the list, they give you the piece of paper, right, literally a piece of paper that you write down your candidate's name,
sure.
You fold it up, put it in a hat, then they count it by hand, okay, I guess delegates from the local Republican Party or what have you. Count it by hand, tally it up, and then release it to the media. Actually, they call it in to the state Republican Party, and then the state Republican Party reports it to the media. So, yeah, there is a lot of trust system there, and that's why a lot of it has to be taken with a grain of salt.
But, Judith, now we talked with Craig in Iowa, who called in last hour. He had mentioned there was some – in his precinct, somebody was trying to play a little game of shenanigans to make Huckabee the winner.
Yeah.
In his precinct, and he stood up and he said, no, this is not going to happen.
Right. Oh, there's even a video out there now. Was it Justin TV? The link's too long to give on radio. But there's already a video of somebody took from C-SPAN where they caught somebody taking more pieces of paper and writing the same person's name down, literally voting more times that they just happened to catch on C-SPAN. It's all over the internet already, going viral. So, yeah, I mean, you know, these things you have to take with a grain of salt. And having said that, is it going to be enough vote fraud to swing enough of a percentage? when you consider the fact that there's only a couple thousand people voting, you know, I think the final tally was, what, maybe 80 or 90,000 completely voting for the Republicans. You know what? That's a major concern here. As soon as you say that, then people start saying, ooh, that's why we need voting machines. And you see how that sets up. It's a whole Hegelian dialectic coming back at you.
Yeah, because, I mean, these voting machines, if you've watched the Hacking Democracy documentary that Bev Harris did on HBO from Black Box Voting, I mean, here's a guy that basically sat down and totally changed the outcome of an election, and people put their ballots in thinking they were voting for someone, and boom, the numbers get turned around.
Right. Oh, by the way, quick follow-up on the Lewis Lehman thing. What that was the Case for Gold, a minority report of the U.S. Gold Commission for the Cato Institute and the Mises Institute. By the way, it wasn't just Ron Paul and Lewis Lehman writing that. Maury Rothbard was involved. A couple of other economists were involved. But, yeah, I mean, Lewis Lehman is a total scumbag. He was involved with PNAC and a couple of other things. There's no doubt about that. But it's not as if Ron Paul and this Zionist got in the back room somewhere and wrote this book about gold. Just a little bit of perspective there.
Yeah. Judith, anything else before we have to move here?
Yes, I understand the initial paper ballot, which I approve of, but at any time does it go into a machine?
I don't know, hon. I don't know. If you know, tell us.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. Quite honestly, I don't know.
I'm suspicious if it goes into a machine at any point.
Well, I would be suspicious of it too, as well. Well, Rob's cutting in and out there. But again, you know, like we said, well, you know, Craig had talked about shenanigans. I've read a couple of instances where 20 Ron Paul supporters show up and they only get 5 votes.
Yes, why is that? But,
well, again, I don't know. You know, again, because I'm not there. But all I'm doing is looking at anecdotal information. These people are saying why somebody didn't stand up and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? That's what it's going to take.
Can I ask, are these Iowa caucuses closed to any people outside Iowa, or can anybody come in and vote? I wonder.
I had heard something today that they had same day registration, but I'm not totally certain on that. But that's a certain possibility. Judith, I appreciate the call. We've got to run. Carol in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding. I got a couple of minutes here. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. You know what really frightens me about the whole thing? If Ron Paul doesn't get in there, you know, the birds in North America and Canada are dying.
Right.
The bees are dying. The food is not growing in North America. We're in a lot of trouble. And we cannot afford to let them steal this election.
No, we cannot.
Because it will be pitchforks or what have you.
Yeah, this is our last chance at the ballot box, and I hope people really understand that, because the next option is the cartridge box, and that ain't going to be pretty.
No, that's the bottom line.
Yeah,
and
that
where
is
do we go?
The bottom line.
How do we stop this? Because it doesn't look good. What's going on?
We have to get overwhelming turnout for Ron Paul. Overwhelming. So many people turn out that they cannot rig it. Because that's what they play with. They play with a few numbers here and a few numbers there. And the way to beat these people is with turnout. That's what happened in the midterm election. There was more turnout than what they expected. We need to do the exact same thing this year. And we are really going to have to get busy on the local levels. Just as Will in Missouri said, look, this is for real. This game is for keeps. And we've got to get ready for Super Tuesday. Plus, we've got New Hampshire coming up here in just a couple of days, and we've got to do well in New Hampshire, because if we don't, it is going to be tough, because you will see donations start to dry up, because people will start to think that Ron Paul is a lost cause. And but the message of freedom and liberty, as long as we keep that being spread, I think we're going to be ahead in the end, because at the same time we need to be telling these incumbents to go home.
Well, I know it's really frightening that when I saw this on the birds, I just, you know, Rachel Carson said a silent spring. Well, it's not just from toxic waste. It's Monsanto. When the farmers are watching the crows die in the field from eating the genetically modified corn, that's frightening.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome to your life.
thought that there was like 5,000 people that showed up.
Wow.
And there's normally not that many. Not even close.
If that's an improved turnout, well, my hat's off to the folks in Iowa for getting out on a cold night.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about the idea that maybe they're rigging this stuff. I didn't think that they would do it, but I guess I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised, and I think the possibility certainly exists. Just from some of the anecdotal evidence that I've seen, that they've tried to play some games here and there. Yeah, I think it's totally possible. And if that's the case, you know, it's certainly sad because this is the future of our country that's at stake. And the problem is these people don't want change; they want things to remain the way they are to implement their agenda. And Ron Paul stands in the way of that.
The thing that bothers me is not that we may have, you know, only 10% of the, you know, of a total voters turnout. What bothers me is this sort of, yeah, whatever. Whatever happens is going to happen anyways. And just nobody wants to, I don't know, they're just, I don't want to say lazy. It's just.
Well, that's the attitude that we've got to change. Because you're right, so many people.
It's like if you've ever been in a nut ward where everybody's medicated and they're just kind of wandering around, just sort of, you know, treading water. And it's just kind of like, how have we gotten to this point where people are so, you know, apathetic about their own reality?
Yeah, I agree with you. And, John, thanks for the call. And the thing is, we've got to work on getting people turned out. Rob, 15 seconds, your thoughts about tonight.
Tonight, I think, was an overall victory. It might not have been the victory we wanted, but it saves us to fight another day, which will be New Hampshire. That is our Battle of New Orleans, and like Colonel Jackson did, we are going to fight and we are going to win no matter what the odds are. But you've got to do the work. If you're out of state, got to get on the phones, got to donate some more money. Last second, we just got to get out there and make it happen.